Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern time on Wednesday, June 3rd, the final day of the Men's NCAA Golf Championship, the eve of the start of the Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide Insurance at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio, suburban Columbus. And a handful of days after the tournament in Texas, the AT&T Byron Nelson, rain-plagued as it was completed and won by Stephen Bowditch. And we'll talk a little about all of the above, including another strategy for your game, and of course, my picks to win the Memorial, one of the great tournaments on the PGA Tour. First, hats off to Stephen Bowditch, who won his second title, both of them in Texas. Last year, he won the Valero Texas Open in suburban San Antonio. This one, he wins in suburban Dallas at a place that he actually got married at, the TPC Four Seasons. So good for him. He won in convincing style with a four-shot victory in an amazingly rain-plagued event. The entire 2 weeks of golf, the Colonial last week, and then 2 weeks ago, rather, and then, of course, the AT&T Byron Nelson, plagued at the Four Seasons Resort by amazing amounts of rain. Fabulous job to get the 72 holes in. Of course, the players had ball in hand, so it did help scoring a little bit. But Bowditch is now, you know, living up to all of the hype that we heard about him years ago. Had some issues with his thinking processes in life, let alone golf. Got that all straightened out, and boy, is he a success story, winning twice now on the PGA Tour. Congratulations to him. Also, a quick mention, Anna Nordqvist wins at the Jersey Shore near Atlantic City, and also a windswept event. Not rain, just a lot of wind. Anna's a really quality player. I do expect her to win more than she has. Issues with her game are multiple. She's had mostly, it's an injury-plagued career so far. Still young enough, still a very talented young lady. Congratulations to her. The collegiate players are in Bradenton, Florida, at the Concession for the second consecutive week. The Concession, of course, held the ladies' championship a week ago, won by Stanford. We did talk about that last week in dramatic fashion. And, of course, LSU will take on USC today. We'll have the results next week. Boy, what an interesting event. You've got your team competition and your individual competition. You've got medal play, and then you have match play. Which do you like? I actually like them both. I think the structure of the event has a greater dynamic both ends for both the individual and scoring title, which is, of course, a medal play event. And then, of course, the team event, having some medal play and then having some match play. And what I also like about it is instead of taking four of the five scores, everybody's score counts when we're talking match play, and I really like that. A little more pressure, a lot more fun. A quick note, Rory McIlroy missed the cut for the second consecutive week. This one at the Irish Open and in his homeland. I think there was a lot of pressure on Rory. I also think that his game can get away from him a little bit, and he starts thinking an awful lot. I think that when he doesn't think much, I think he's a lot better player. So we'll see what happens. He'll be coming back. The next appearance for Rory, at least at this point, and scheduled appearance, is going to be the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. He will not play next week at the FedEx in suburban Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, this week's event on the PGA Tour is a great event, the Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide Insurance. It's an invitational. 120 men will go to the starting gate tomorrow. 15 of them have won major championships. It's the reappearance of Tiger, who we have not seen since the Players' Championship. Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, Ernie Els, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, I'm just throwing out a handful of names, are all entered in the event. So it's going to be a good one, a really good one. The issue that they have right now in Columbus, they're expecting a lot of rain, which is not foreign to this event. It's been shortened before to less than 72 holes. Let's see how it goes. Hopefully it won't be as bad as they're predicting. And of course, the grounds crew at Memorial is the best in America. So we look forward to Jack's event every single year. I want to take a quick look at some of the pairings and groupings that I find interesting. Ryan Moore, who's playing some really good golf with Camilla Vijaygas and Brendan Todd, who also was playing good, didn't have a great week last week. Interesting group. Jason Day, who had to withdraw from the Nelson with dizziness, is back in his adopted hometown of Columbus. He will be playing alongside Patrick Reed and the aforementioned Tiger Woods. Day, Reed, and Woods in the same group, 8:15 tomorrow, 10T. Be there or be square. Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, and Billy Haas. How's that for a group at 8:26 on the 10th tee? That's the next group after Tiger. Let's see. We've got Harris English with Nick Watney and Retief Goosen in the group following that. Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, is making another appearance in the United States. He's an invitee, and he will be playing in the event of the Double Eagle there a couple of weeks ago at Wentworth. Jason Bone is playing with Jason Kokrak and Colt Knost. Colt Knost also playing pretty good golf lately. Graham Dillette, the great Canadian who has never won on the PGA Tour, with Tony Finau, long hitting, getting better every week, Tony Finau and Kyle Reifers. Robert Streb with KJ Choi, a former winner here, and Rory Sabatini. Then we've got Sangmun Bae, Ernie Els, and Charles Schwartzel. Dustin Johnson is playing with Matt Kuchar and Steve Stricker. Now, those are probably, as you group them together, three of the greatest players in the world who have not won a major. Ricky Fowler making his appearance back in America after winning the Players' Championship with Hideki Matsuyama and Phil Mickelson. And then Furyk will be playing alongside Jason Duffner and Kevin Na. So those are some of the groups. I will have my picks momentarily. First, now, I am going to give you my strategy for today. And the strategy for today is on the putting green. I do what I call, and you've heard me mention this before, I do what I call spot putting. I look at a spot or an area between myself and the hole, particularly on putts over 15 feet. It's easier to hit a target closer to you than the hole, if you can find one, in the aforementioned path that you'd like to take towards the hole. So you do your read, you get behind the ball, and you say, I'd like to hit it over that little piece of grass or something of that nature. Little discolored area, something like that, and it makes it easier. Think about it. You're hitting something halfway, maybe even a third of the way to the distance that you like to end up. Makes a lot of sense. Talk out loud on the putting green. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid to say, hey, Bob, this putt's going to break, you know, quite a bit from right to left, at least a couple of feet. It's going to be faster, it's going to be slow, whatever you say, when you say it out loud, it comes back to fruition much easier. keep the putter low to the ground. I see a lot of amateurs lifting the putter up in the backswing, and it makes for a less consistent hit through the golf ball. Keep it going. Keep your putter moving all the way through the stroke, especially on the 5 feet and inside 5 feet towards the hole. Those are the putts that we need to make. We miss them a lot. You will stop missing them if you keep the putter low to the ground and follow through or keep the stroke going, the forward stroke. You have a backstroke and you have a forward stroke. Keep the forward stroke moving. Keep the putter head going all the way through. It will make for a more consistent, and you will make a lot more of those putts. That is my strategy for today. Okay, one other mention. It is the inaugural event for one of my favorite players on the Champions Tour. Carlos Franco will be playing at the Principal Financial in Iowa this week. Turned 50 last Sunday. He will now be available to play. He will be playing in this event. And how exciting is that for Carlos? Turning 50, having a new life on the Champions Tour. They are all excited, actually. Talked to a number of guys, and they are excited about having Carlos out there. They know what an amazing ball striker he is. His issue has been hitting the driver straight. It's been a bit of a problem, but an even bigger one is just simply making enough putts. So we'll see what happens with Carlos. I'm predicting a top 30 finish in his first event. Okay, now my picks for the Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide Insurance. Once again, starts tomorrow at the Muirfield Village Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. I have Jason Kokrak, Dustin Johnson, and Billy Horschel. Kokrak's been playing terrific golf lately. I just have a feeling about him this week. Dustin Johnson, he was one of my picks last week, had that terrible quad in the final round, hit a ball out of bounds, couldn't recover. I think, you know, one bad hole, throw it out, and he's in the mix the whole afternoon. I love Dustin Johnson. He is really trending. And Billy Horschel's been playing a lot better golf lately, kind of sneaky better. Not everything showing up on the score sheet, but Billy's the kind of player that when he does get it going, and we know we've seen it before last year winning the FedEx Cup, when Billy Horschel gets it going, he is as tough as a $2 stake. I'm picking Horschel, Dustin Johnson, Jason Kokrak. That is my show for today. Thank you so very much for being with me. If you do want to email me, I need to mention that email address. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, mar.com. I get back to everybody. I get back to everybody. It may take me a day or so, but I will get back to you. Love to hear your thoughts on anything to do with the show or the world of golf. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying great golf, everybody, on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.